Good morning, happy Sunday. Thank you for tuning in to Tickles and Tots Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast, where we talk about marriage, parenting, and relationships. Today's topic is love. Yes, love. And we're going to talk about the golden rule. What is the golden rule? Well, its foundation is based in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. And it states, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first commandment and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." So the golden rule is that we love one another and that we do unto others as we would have them do unto us. So, treat people like you want to be treated. How would you like to be treated? Would you like someone to spew out evil and hate and venom towards you because that's what you're putting out there? Or would you rather have someone give you love and patience and kindness because that's what you are putting out there? We're going to flip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. And it says, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. For where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. When all completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away the ways of childishness and childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we see face to face. Now I know in part. Then shall I know fully, even as I am fully known. And these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." And what I wanted to impart on you today is God wants us to love one another and to be kind to one another and to treat people like we want to be treated. There's so many hurting people out there. There's so many people who need love and who are asking for love, and yet no one is giving it to them and they're not receiving it. And maybe if we just put a little bit more love out there, we could turn a lot of the evilness that's going on in the world around. God is love. And we want to take on His character and His likeness and be more like Him. So let's be more mindful of things we say to people, the way we treat people, how we respond to people. Just put yourself in that person's position. Maybe they just need a hug. Maybe they just need someone to tell them that they love them. Maybe they didn't grow up in a household where there was love. And I believe that has a big part or factors in to the character and personality of people and how they respond. If people know that you love them, they behave differently. They love on everyone else. What are your thoughts? What do you believe love is? Call in and let me know. Have a blessed day.